I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Seven o'clock hour. Getting closer and closer to the football season, less than a month.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Away. Mac, how many days away are we?
Jamal Charles days away. 25.
Are you sure about that?
I mean,
because 21 would be Friday, 22 would be Thursday, 23 would be Wednesday, 24 would be today. Right?
If you counted today, it would be 25.
If you count today, it'll be 24, though, isn't it?
It's 24 days away.
Is it? I don't know.
If you count today, it's 25.
Okay. If you count today, it's 25. That's what I thought it was. If you count today, it's 25.
Correct.
Well, but Friday's 21 because that's 3 weeks away. right? So Thursday would be 22 days away. Wednesday would be 23 days away.
I like what you're saying.
Tuesday would be 24 days away. You just do the math backwards.
Well, I'm just counting from today. September 1st is 21 days away today.
We've got a Chiefs game coming up.
That's
just a little over 3 weeks.
Friday's 21 days. The rest of that, the hell if we know.
I don't care.
Public education at KU at its finest. I got a D in math at KU.
Oh, man. Math was, yeah, not my strong suit.
I got an F in high school and then got a D in college. Hell yeah. Calculus, though.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, nice. Okay, calculus. I didn't even do that. 24 days. Jamal Charles days away or not Jamal Charles days away. Doesn't matter. Here we are. When did you realize, and got this from Bob in the bullpen yesterday, I thought it was a great question.
Thank you.
Thought a lot about it. Talked to my brother about it. It's a good conversation. When did you realize, and there's no right answer, there's a million answers to this. When did you realize how good Andy Reid was? And I want to hear y'all's answers as well. 913-586-7965. When did you realize how good Andy Reid was?
You know, there's so many different moments that you could point to, you know, and realize how good Andy was. You could realize it after his first year, right? I mean, they took a 2-14 team, went 11-5 in that first year. But as we were talking yesterday, the running back situation came up. And right in the first year that they were going to the AFC Championship game to face the New England Patriots in December, they cut Kareem Hunt. And they still managed to go all the way to the AFC Championship game and overtime. I thought when they cut Kareem Hunt in that December day, it was it. The season was over. That was just another, you know, kind of pelt on the wall of bad Chiefs moments that we've had to live through. And they found a way to get it done the rest of the way and almost get to the Super Bowl. And Patrick Mahomes, his first year as a starter after cutting Kareem Hunt. And I think that's at the point in time where I realized it doesn't matter who Andy Reid puts out there. This guy wins games. He knows how to win football games.
Dr. Magenstein, when did you know?
Yeah, that's a great one. I mean, you started to see starting then, but then, of course, the evolution over time, you're like, damn, it really, really, really doesn't matter. The offense is good. The defense isn't. The defense is good. The offense is no line.
Right.
He knows how to get through it. He's figured out all the answers. There's so many answers for me. My brother brought up a good one that I'll mention is really just the first time before he even coached a game, they got Alex Smith.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, okay, wait, the Chiefs can go.
Did you watch the documentary last night or not?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
I did not.
Because that's a big part of the first episode of the Kingdom documentary on ESPN. I don't want to give it all away, but Andy sits there. He goes, yeah, when I came in here, he goes, we needed a quarterback.
Yeah. Well, and it's like that wouldn't have happened without Andy Reid. The Chiefs couldn't go get guys like that. And it's like, oh, Andy Reid comes here. They go and get a guy that was actually able to work.
That's an interesting one. That's a really good street cred one. I like that a lot.
The evolution and acquisition of Travis Kelce, the On to Cincinnati game, and then when he fired one of his best friends in the business and in his profession, Bob Sutton.
Mm-hmm.
Those would be a couple of mine.
Yeah. I mean, the Bob Sutton thing changed everything, right? Then you go get Tyrann Mathieu, Spagnuolo, and then all of a sudden it's, you know, the legacy of the defense that was created with what was coming off of, like, some of the most historic offensive runs you've ever seen.
And at that time, too, I think, at least for me, I realized that the organization is definitely in tune with its fans. They're not like a lot of these organizations in sports try to act like they're smarter than you. They're not. They're run by dudes just like us. We all played grab ass as kids, scratched ourselves, spit, and some guys ended up in sports, some guys ended up in business, other idiots ended up on the radio, right? Like, we all went our separate ways. At the end of the day, we're all still guys. It's not that hard to run a professional sports organization, and don't try to be smarter than everybody else in the room and act like we're asking dumb questions when you don't like the questions that we're asking and try to turn it on the media, right? It's not that hard to do these jobs. And Andy and Brett both, like, basically just went out there and admitted and told us, yeah, we see exactly what you're seeing as fans. We're all in this together. That defense is gone.
We're changing it.
We're changing that offensive line. We're getting, like, they have acquiesced and agreed basically with everything that we have said as fans, which I think is cool because
a
lot of times these organizations will steadfast and you don't know what you're talking about. You're just a fan or you're in the media and we're smarter than you. No, you're not, because you scratched your balls when you were in eighth grade too.
I just knew as soon as you were out of the Chiefs organization, all the truth came out. I mean, Steve Nelson, boy, he left, and we found out the truth of Steven Nelson. And then when Bob Sutton left, it was like, wow, Bob Sutton's gone. They actually did it. It's like, yeah, also, he did make halftime adjustments, didn't listen to anybody, expected more out of his players than he actually coached. And they're like, oh, okay. So Bob Sutton was not the guy.
Yeah. What about for you?
Yeah, so for me, it's after 2015. because in his first year with the Chiefs, they won 11 games in year one.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, you're coming off an abysmal franchise where the sky was falling. Nothing was going right with this organization. They were an embarrassment to the league. And you won 11 games, right? And they're back. They're competitive. Arrowhead's got that vibe again. The aura at One Arrowhead Drive is bumping again, more than just a bunch of guys going out there to have fun, get tanked, and you know, grill out some meats and watch a little bit of football that nobody liked. And then the next year, they won 9 games and missed the playoffs, right? And that's where you kind of have that conversation, because I remember them. You know, 2016, I'm getting my feet wet up here. I'm filling in for, you know, hosts. I'm filling in for producers, hearing people talk about the Chiefs and Andy Reid and what could happen. Like, oh, this is kind of, you know, Philadelphia-ish Andy Reid. Like, here he's falling off. Yeah, there was a good season. They played a last-place schedule. Let's pump the brakes. And then after that 9-7 year, right? So after 2015, they win 11 games again. And in his first 3 years, Andy Reid would go 31-17 as a head coach. In his first 3 years, like, the writing was on the wall right there. 31-17. Now, the problem was they couldn't win a damn playoff game.
That's right.
So a lot of winning, but not a lot of winning in the, when it mattered, right? Sean McDermott type stuff, that conversation. And then, so that's kind of when I knew that this team was always going to have the ability with Andy Reid to win 10 or more games, which was always going to give you a chance in the playoffs. Now, I didn't know that every year they would go, there would be some sort of heartbreaking loss. And, you know, since then, that 9-7 year in 2015, he's won 10 or more games for 9 straight years. And in those 9 straight years, they've won every single AFC West championship there is.
I'll take it one step further with Andy. He's won 73% of his games as the coach of the Chiefs.
Jeez.
Okay, think about that. Put that in your mind for just 1 second. When he was the coach of the Eagles, he's a pretty damn good coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. He won 58% of his games. He's winning 25% more of his games with the Chiefs than he won with the Eagles.
15%.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, you got that math.
I got that math. Can't get the other
How
math.
Many days till Friday? 58-73, 20. No, it's 15. Like,
yes, it's
right
so
away,
weird.
You knew that one. It was an 8-3.
Give him about a 40% chance.
Yeah, so this guy's winning 73% of his games.
That's amazing.
In Kansas City. It is a remarkable clip. And even I'll go even one step further. In the postseason, he's won over 69% of his games here in Kansas City. He's 18-8 in the playoffs in Kansas City. In Philadelphia, wow. You know what his record was in the playoffs in Philadelphia?
Let's go.
We went to 4 straight NFC championship games. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So there's at least 3. That's 12. I bet he was 12-14.
He was 10-9.
Oh. Damn.
He has 28 playoff wins in his career. 18 of those are with the Chiefs. That's why I keep telling you guys, there will be dudes in the NFL in the next year or two that have no recollection of Andy Reid ever being the Eagles coach. There may be a cat in the league right now that doesn't have a clue that he was the coach of the Eagles. Because 13 years, when you come into the league at 22, roughly, minus 13, you're the math guy, not me.
Yeah, 9.
How old were you 13 years ago?
You're 9 years old.
You remember Andy Reid coaching the Eagles at 9?
No.
Probably not.
No, when you started to remember and care about sports, he was in red. He was in Kansas City.
And that's crazy. 13 years, and it seems like yesterday.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
We're lucky, man. Hell yes.
We're so lucky to have Andy Reid, and we're so lucky to have Patrick Mahomes, too.
And the one name that nobody mentions that you're lucky to have is Clark Hunt, because he gets on the plane and says, Andy, you are not flying to Arizona. Here is a check. My signature is there. Just fill it in. I'll be right back in 5 minutes. And that's how the story starts.
Andy Reid has won 28 playoff games since the year 2000.
Nuts.
That's okay? Crazy.
I'll get a little nuttier for you. He's won 28 games since the year 2000. That's more than every team in the NFL except the Patriots, who have 30 playoff wins.
28 games in the playoffs since
2000? Yeah. He's won 28 playoff games since the year 2000. More than every NFL team, with the exception of the New England Patriots, who won 30. Andy wins 3 this year, and the Patriots don't get in. He will have more playoff wins since the year 2000 than every team in the NFL.
Bundle-a-roo-ski.
The Eagles come in at 2 with 20 playoff wins.
Damn. Yeah, that makes sense.
And the Chiefs come in at 3rd with 18 playoff wins.
Jeez. So it's Patriots, Andy Reid, and then the two teams Andy Reid's coached for.
Right. And also, since the year 2000, Patrick Mahomes has more playoff wins than four NFL franchises. Only the Patriots, Eagles, Ravens, and Chiefs, because you count the Chiefs, as a franchise, have more playoff wins since the year 2000 than just Patrick Mahomes.
Wow. I mean, that's incredible. And they barely have, the Chiefs barely have more than Patrick Mahomes.
They got one more win. Patrick Mahomes has 17 playoff wins since the year 2000.
Wow.
More than every team in the league except four.
It's insane.
You want to talk about domination?
Yeah. And then he says this team may be his best to Kay Adams yesterday.
That's right.
Think about that.
And to give reference to a guy who turned around his franchise to be successful the way they are now, Dan Campbell in his first 3 years. Went
2-14 his first year.
With Detroit. I'm sorry, I was looking at Miami. So yeah, with Detroit, they went 3-13, 9-8, and then 12-5.
That's a great turnaround
for sure.
That's how they usually work in the NFL: stink, decent, good.
Right,
and now stay good.
Now you got to stay good. Yeah. And that's hard.
Coming up on the other side, Tom Brady says that these two things define a quarterback. We'll explain here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Tuesday here on 96.5 The Fan, to give you reference of, because we just did the when we knew Andy Reid was good, or when we knew, I guess, the truth was set free. Bob said when they released Kareem Hunt and still kept the tires rolling. Max says the evolution and the acquisition of Travis Kelce and the on to Cincinnati, and then also when the Bob Sutton firing happened. I had mentioned after 2015, so to the text that says, none of y'all mentioned when it was. Thanks for listening. To give reference to coaches.
When it was, we gave like legitimate examples, exactly. All three of us.
The whole segment.
Because I said he went 31-17 in his first 3 years. So I did a little bit of research during the break. Dan Campbell in his first 3 years as Lions head coach, 24-26. And then the two other longest tenured head coaches.
Oh, my God. Dan Campbell's one of the longest tenured head coaches now.
No, I'm saying moving on.
Oh,
John Harbaugh. Is. John Harbaugh went 32-16. Mike Tomlin went 31-17 as well as Andy Reid in his first 3 years. And the guy that seems to be kind of the lily in the valley, Kevin O'Connell, has gone 34-17 in his first 3 years.
Wow.
As Minnesota's head coach.
So let me hear those coaches again.
So Dan Campbell in his first 3 years went 24-26. Now, again, that's
he had a bad situation to turn over.
So did Andy Reid.
Yeah.
John Harbaugh, not really a terrible situation, but John Harbaugh in his first 3 years went 32-16.
But he didn't have he inherited a good team that had just a dope for a coach in that Staley guy. That guy sucked.
Put a new sort of
John Harbaugh.
John Harbaugh.
John
Harbaugh. Not Jim. John.
For the Ravens. You're talking John for the Ravens. Yeah. He took over a good situation though. Yeah. That thing was moving.
New man and a new voice, but went 32-16 his first 3 years. Mike Tomlin in his first 3 years in Pittsburgh, taking over for Cowher.
Yep.
31-17. A lot of pressure. You're one of like three or four head coaches in history of the Steelers. And then the young man himself, Kevin O'Connell, has gone 34-17.
Who the hell did he take over for in Minnesota?
That guy that looks like Shanahan. What's his name? Gosh, what was his name? That he looked, he kind of looks like Mike.
Who was the coach before Kevin O'Connell with the Vikings?
Beady eyes.
Mike Zimmer.
Oh, yeah, Zimmer. That's right. Yeah. He's dating like a 29-year-old girl too.
Is he really?
In his 60s. Yeah. Look up his girlfriend. She's not as young as Jordan, but you know, she's pretty young.
That was a viral thing that went out a couple years ago.
Yeah. Hasn't been back to coaching since he started dating her. I mean, so, But Dan Campbell and Andy Reid had the two hardest turnaround jobs. Andy Reid came in with no quarterback after a murder suicide and a fan revolt. Dan Campbell took over a Lions franchise that hadn't been good in 50 years. And then, you know, Harbaugh took over a good Ravens team, and obviously Tomlin took over a really good Steelers team, so they didn't have to do the flip. What Dan Campbell and Andy Reid have done, though, to flip those organizations like that, especially what Dan Campbell has done, too, because he didn't have his quarterback that first year, to flip that Lions thing, man, go out, get you a quarterback. It matters.
And Sean McVay, someone asked what he did his first 3 years, 33-15.
God. And so, he had a turnover, a pretty bad franchise, too.
He might be one of the fourth longest tenured coaches. It might be Reed, Tomlin, Harbaugh, and McVay.
Well, Tomlin's first, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And then Andy second?
Well, he came here in 2013, if you count that.
I
think Harbaugh was before
that. Harbaugh.
But, I mean, those are the three. Harbaugh, Tomlin, and Andy.
And Andy.
And then it's probably Sean McVay after that.
Mm-hmm. And then Dan Campbell in year four. And it's the shelf life of these coaches, right?
Sean McDermott. Yeah, Kyle Shanahan's been there for 8 years. McVay, 8 years. Yeah, then LaFleur, 6 years. Zach Taylor, 6 years. Dan Campbell, 4 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And you said McDermott was how many years?
Eight.
So, 8 years.
He's got to be on the hot seat this year. And when I say hot seat, I don't mean like, oh, my God, he needs to be fired.
No, he's on that Schottenheimer
hot seat. But he's on the Schottenheimer hot
seat. For sure.
Can he get you to the next level, right? I mean, I was talking about something with a friend of mine yesterday about this. Like, is this the guy that can get you to the next level? And if the answer is no, well, then you got to move on from him. And that's okay.
I mean, Josh Allen's 28 years old. You've got to do it.
It's not Josh Allen.
No, it's not Josh Allen. Exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
This is not on Josh Allen anymore.
No.
Speaking of the quarterback, Tom Brady had this to say about what the quarterback is.
The quarterback, in many ways, is the CEO of the team, certainly on game day. There's nobody that impacts the game more than the quarterback in NFL football. Now, you have to have the ability and the belief from the entire team, offensively and defensively, that your word means so much. And how you act every day matters to all three phases of the game. So I just don't think as a quarterback you go and you punch the clock. I did my job. You know, I threw for 40 touchdowns. Why are we not winning?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing in the offseason to help your defense? What are you doing to push the personnel department to get people doing the right thing? Are you involved in game planning? I mean, I used to do game plans.
Sure.
I used to walk in there and say, these are the things we're doing. Okay, I used to do my own walkthroughs. I used to go, all right, guys, I don't give a coaches want to come. We're doing our walkthrough.
Right.
We're going to come up with our own signals. We're going to come up with our own, because this is what I need to be on the field to be successful. So that's what Peyton Manning did.
Yeah.
That's what Drew Brees did. That's what Phillip Rivers did. That to me is what the great quarterbacks do. So are these other guys going to come in and say, you know what? I know I'm getting paid a lot and I know that I do a lot, but what can I do more so that we can accomplish more?
That's a great way to put it. And that's why to me, the Super Bowl and the wins and the losses are a quarterback stat, because he compared this to the quarterback to being the CEO of the organization from an on-field standpoint. And he's not wrong about that at all. The head coach is your CEO. We all know that. But once that game starts, your quarterback is your leader. And CEOs all the time are credited for the good. And when it goes bad, they get a big, huge paycheck to go away, right? Like that's how it works in the CEO world. They're responsible for the wins. They're responsible for the losses. You're the leader. You get the credit for that. And I think that comment there by Tom Brady showed me why Super Bowls and wins truly are a quarterback stat. You are the CEO of the organization. And then he started talking about basically what Patrick Mahomes does, because we hear about it all the time with Mahomes, being in the defensive meetings, being a defensive guy, talking to this guy. He's a chameleon. He can relate to everybody inside that locker room. That's what you have to be as the CEO and the leader of that organization. I think, and again, I saw this in the ESPN documentary, The Kingdom, that comes out on Thursday, got a sneak preview yesterday, and they talked about the conversation that Brady had with Patrick Mahomes after the AFC Championship game loss. And they said they met for like 15 minutes and had this conversation. That may go down as one of the most important conversations that Patrick Mahomes has ever had.
Yeah.
I mean, the CEO comment kind of goes back and fires in a different direction with Josh Allen. Because if it's on McDermott, then how much do you put on the CEO? Because Josh Allen, similar to Sean McDermott, has got to find a way to beat Patrick Mahomes.
He does.
Now, I know that a lot of people could say, well, unfairness because 13 seconds, that was...
That's again, one example, though.
But again, like, leave less time.
Yeah.
Know what you're going up against. Leave 2 seconds to where all they can do is do a bunch of laterals on a kick return. When it's, you know, the end of the game, make sure that when you're going out to the line of scrimmage, you know exactly what play you can run. Go with the one that you can get at least 2 yards on. Make sure you make those throws. Everything has to be cleaner in those situations. So as much as you want to put blame on McDermott, you could put as much blame on Josh Allen, because if you go through the theory that Tom Brady just explained, that they're the CEO, they're the one that's going out there and seeing the situation live and in front of them and having to adjust in that moment, a lot of that goes on Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And a lot of that goes on the quarterback, and that's what it is. I've always compared, you know, the restaurant industry for 18 years, like I've always compared the quarterback to the general manager of the restaurant. Like, you are the most important person when you are there and you're doing your job at a high level, because everybody kind of reflects off of that. Like when you start a lineup or you send a message out and you're the general manager and everybody knows who you are, everybody tries to be a little bit better around you. Everybody tries to, like, you know, show out in front of you to give you the trust that you can have, you can handle a busy section. Whereas, like, you look at Rashee Rice in his rookie year, he looked at Patrick Mahomes and said, hey, general manager, hey, you can trust me. Mm-hmm. I can take advantage of this. I can take three tables at once. I can take on two guys and run my route perfectly. And when you put it into that perspective, that's why there's so much pressure on these guys to win, but win and when it matters and win in the playoff games. Yes, losing a heartbreaker on Sunday Night Football in week 14 to decide who gets the one, who gets the two seed, is no longer a falter in Patrick Mahomes' game if that happens to Buffalo. Oh, we'll see him in the playoffs and we'll beat him because we've done it before. The one seed doesn't matter. We've gone on the road and done it. When everybody doubted and said, well, he's always played at Arrowhead, he's always played at home, then he went on the road with an 11-6 team and beat everybody on the road and then went to the Super Bowl and won it.
Right.
So that is one of those things where, like, he knew what his restaurant was, an 11-6 team. They're good on Wednesdays and Saturdays when they run their specials. But when it came to when it mattered, he was like, you know what? On my busy days, I'm going to be my best, and I'm going to give the people exactly what they want, and that's when the playoffs start. So the CEO, the AK, the quarterback, in Tom Brady's analogy, yes, you run everything full, but when the times get tough, how much of a great CEO are you?
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes just so happens to be much better than them. The walls crumble when it's Lamar and Josh.
They do.
Now, to Burrow's credit, he's done it. So that's why he rides that high. But can he continue to get back there? It's like Earl's premiere winning over Maloney's.
Right.
You did it once. Can you do it again and again and again? Or does the other guy come back and show his face and tell you this is how much better I am than you?
Yeah, but no, I mean, the CEO thing, I think you make a great point with the Josh Allen stuff. And, you know, if you're going to be the CEO, then you've got to figure out a way to get the job done. And I know you're not being facetious, but some people will roll their eyes. You should have left time on the clock.
Patrick I'll roll Mahomes, my eyes at that.
I
will roll my eyes at that hardcore.
I'd like to say, and there's never an answer for this, I'd like to think Mahomes doesn't leave 13 seconds on the clock. Like, there are just the little things that Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes just do that are better than everybody else, and it's stuff that we don't probably even recognize.
I also think Dave Tube would have kicked the ball, so they would have had to return it, and less time would have been on the clock. Sean McDermott, idiot.
Yeah, that's there. And I mean, I think that there are certain situations, because the other thing I will say, and then we can get into one word, where you can flip the script on Mahomes and Allen. I have seen Mahomes do that numerous times. Have I seen Josh Allen when the game is literally on the line?
Yeah. Mahomes is aware of everything.
And not only that, but you have to also look at the camaraderie of your team. Like with Travis Kelce going, hey, they just call a timeout. They come back out and they're, man, I'm going to go right here and just find it.
Yeah.
And to have that connection starts with your CEO and Patrick Mahomes. To be like, hey, yeah, that's not Josh Allen's defense, but that was a top five defense in the NFL that year, maybe top three defense in the NFL that year. And those guys in that intense situation were able to find a flaw in the most precious time of the game. Not only that, there's many trickle-down effects. If they don't have Tyreek Hill cutting across the middle of the field with his speed getting to where he can get, and then having the nuts of a kicker to kick that ball and send it to overtime.
But also, Sean McDermott's a defensive coach. He did not put his team in the right position out there at the end of that game. So do I think Mahomes would have taken less time? Probably. That's just the way I'm wired. I just think he knows every single nuance of every single moment of the game and life and all that kind of stuff. I probably feel like he would have left less time. I don't know that to be the case, but I think you're right. Tube would have done something different on the kickoff, and I'm sure the defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo probably wouldn't have left the wide open field in front of Patrick Mahomes and you know, the Chiefs.
100%.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No.
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Some big news came out yesterday. We all thought that it could be the case. Well, it is. Here we go.
Such a nice color on you.
Yes, I know. It's the color of your eyes, sweetie. That's why we match so well.
We're about to do a podcast.
Sweetie. One word. Taylor Swift.
Sweetie, love, fun, excitement, all of those superlatives for this podcast that's coming out tomorrow night.
Don't use any of those five that Bob said.
Yeah, you can use any one you want.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
You talk about two people at the highest of highs in life. You talk about someone who's never done something that we can finally get to see them behind a different curtain, right? We've always seen on stage. We've seen the TikToks and stuff like that. We've never seen her sit down with two football geeks and just spit. You know what I mean? Just getting after it, saying whatever she wants to say, telling stories, because there's so much to it. And you know, if you follow Taylor Swift, within everything she does, she's always leaving Easter eggs. And there will be a ton. There was a ton into this. Jason Kelce was wearing a Taylor Swift shirt, the silhouette, the same orange color of the album, which was the background of the New Heights thing. So there's, it's brilliant the way they're doing this. And the platforms of both are at the ultimate of high. So it's not to get somebody over to the next level. Mm-hmm. It's just, we're going to show you and tell all in a way of modernized technology, which is a podcast that is one of the highest viewed podcasts and probably the most highest viewed superstar in the entire world. It's absolutely brilliant.
What will have a higher number, the amount of podcast download watches or the amount of albums that have already been ordered? Because we've already ordered the vinyl, pre-ordered. My wife sent the screenshot this morning. So
nice.
That has been pre-ordered. Do you think we'll get more podcast downloads or more orders for the album?
Album?
That album's already gone double platinum.
It already has, right?
My first thought is like the album's just going to be absurd.
Albums worldwide, the podcast take a bit longer. As we saw on FanDuel, it says over under 1.5 million downloads.
And what time frame?
It just said overall. That'll have that by Friday night.
But when does it end? Because that could go forever. I mean, 20 years from now, I may download that episode.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah, I probably still hit the over, even though that's a massive
comfortably
number.
Guys, Joe Rogan averages 200 million downloads per week. And that's, as Dusty said earlier, is just a United States-based podcast, right?
I mean, there's people across the globe, I'm sure, that listen to it. But
not
it's
like
main,
Taylor Swift.
Exactly. Its demo is the United States.
For sure. No, that makes sense. I guess I was thinking about the figures that I looked at yesterday with the listens, but that's not the downloads, so that's a different number. That makes sense. So then, it'll
smash.
Easily surpass that.
I would put the number at 300 million.
I love it. Yeah, we should take bets. We should get a line out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Easy. It's early.
It's 7:30.
Tom Bahali visited St. Joe yesterday.
Nothing satisfied more than the ice cream Snickers.
He ain't lying.
Ice cream Snickers is like, that's the first one of the real ice cream bars that hit hard.
The best, man.
The Snickers ice cream bar, let's go.
He was just handing out for free, handing them out to Chiefs fans, man.
And players.
And players, yes. One of the players.
Everybody needs a post-career job, right? Ice cream man for Tamba Ali. If he's driving the ice cream truck, you're buying.
Oh, heck yeah.
I love seeing Tamba out there doing that. That's good. Makes me feel good.
I actually got stuff from the ice cream truck last week. It was great.
There was an ice cream truck here last week?
Yeah, or at my house. Yeah.
Oh, by your house.
By our house. I was like, hey, come
Did
on.
Did you go out and buy something? Yeah. How much is an ice cream out of the...
It's expensive, though.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like $12 for one ice cream.
I'm sorry, what?
No, I don't think it was
It's like $8.
Yeah, literally, though.
But they take card now.
Yeah.
Cheapest thing was like over $5.
Mm. Are you kidding me?
Crazy.
They had a toasted almond bar.
I think they probably had that. Yeah, I got a sundae. Mm. Got a strawberry. It was great.
Like the guy made the sundae?
It was a prepackaged sundae type situation. But it was great. It was like $5.50. You know, I'm like, geez,
damn, the price of ice cream.
Take a few quarters out for my mom, you know, go to the ice cream truck. That's not a thing anymore. Now I'm the old guy. High attendance in the MLB. We've been talking about baseball. It's not just back. I mean, it's thriving right now. The highest attendance for a weekend in baseball, for an August weekend since 2015, nearly 1.6 million fans attended games across the weekend. One word.
Nuts. That's nuts.
Crazy.
I mean, if you would have told me 2 years ago that 1.6 million people would have filed in to watch baseball over the weekend, no way. That's a huge, it shows you where baseball is, which again, we continue to have the conversations, and I did with somebody in baseball yesterday. They think ultimately the players union will fire Tony Clark and Rob Manfred will be able to get a labor deal done before having to go to a work stoppage. Now, there may be a quote-unquote lockout in the wintertime, you know, when nothing's going on. They may miss a little bit of spring training. But people are starting to realize inside the game, we can't shut this thing down no matter what with where this thing is right now. Baseball, I keep saying it, is on the biggest heater I've seen a sport on in generations.
Proof. I mean, hey, faster games, listen to your fans, listen to your people. Sells. I mean, the pitch clock is nuts, man. Like Roku's behind last night when I'm following this bet that I made, so I'm trying to see if they get an out. Roku was behind by like four pitches, and that was only like a 25 second delay. And like Estevez had already thrown like three pitches before I even saw one on the TV.
Isn't that crazy how fast it's going?
And like, I know that Roku's delayed because it's not the live TV, but even the live TV, it's still like a pitch and a half ahead.
Yeah.
Like I can tell you what's going to happen before it happens, which nobody likes that. I don't do that. I just keep it to myself and keep my reactions numb. But like that's, I mean, it's fast. It's entertaining now.
It is.
Just don't shut it down, because if you do, you're going to lose more than half of your audience.
I mean, even if they came back with a floor and cap, I think people would still be like, again, you burned me. You know, it was going so good right now. And then you're going to try to shut this thing down. Don't do it to yourself, man. Don't. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've earned a new regular viewer in here, not just of the Royals this season, and if they left.
See,
that would be
awesome,
tough, man.
Because I do firmly believe, and this isn't a shot at you or anybody that's young, baseball missed an entire generation. They missed
that's
your
not a shot.
Generation.
It's just a fact.
Baseball missed your. You didn't miss it. It's not your fault.
No.
Baseball missed it. Baseball missed your generation. And I think they're slowly finding your generation.
Yeah, I think so too.
You got stars, you got quick games, you got compelling storylines.
Yep.
Like, it's fun. It's good right now, and it's cool
to
hear.
I don't got an old guy yelling at me about the way it should be. You know,
just like, nobody's doing that in baseball anymore.
No, that stopped, too.
More people do that in the NFL now than they do
in
baseball.
100%.
And that's a good thing.
We had our first AP poll drop of the season. This will be our last one, folks.
You know, Binkley's a voter in this, right?
Oh, is he?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay, that's why he was up all night rewatching the games and stuff. Texas.
No, that's not why.
Number one. This is the first AP poll of the season, all right? Number one, Texas. Number two, Penn State. Number three, Ohio State. Number four, Clemson. Five, Georgia. Six, Notre Dame. Seven, Oregon. Eight, Bama. Nine, LSU. 10, Miami, Florida. Texas, the first number one ever to be an underdog week one against your Buckeyes. One word.
Amazing. Like, that's amazing right there.
Awesome.
The Texas is the number one team in the nation. And the fact that they're playing Ohio State on the road in their first game of the year is even better, and they're not playing St. Mary's Sister of the Blind. But to be an underdog and be the first number one team ever shows you kind of where college football is right now. We're not easing into things anymore, right? Let's go.
Yeah, exciting. I mean, I know that you don't necessarily have to be told, hey, Ohio State versus Texas is 1-2 or 1-3, whatever it may be. You're going to watch the game no matter what. But
in.
It's still nice to see like who's in the top 10 and who's not by the end of the season.
And this is like, I mean, I know it's like a lot of these teams, but it just seems like this top 10 is like some real blue chip schools, some like marquee universities, and they're all going to be good. I'm excited, man.
Yeah, college football is going to be good. And, you know, just talking to somebody yesterday who has a friend that's getting some NIL money from, I think it was KU, they were saying a couple $100,000 and stuff like that. Just to have those conversations now and see the players getting taken care of and able to kind of fend for themselves and, you know, make a little bit of money on the side playing for these universities is going to be a lot of fun. I'm just real interested to see, again, we talk about we want the end game. I'm excited for the ride, but in 5 years, are those same powers going to be in college football? Are we going to see different powers every year? How's it going to be? I'm interested to see the next 5 years of college football.
And will it battle against the playoff poll teams? Like where they rank the AP and where they rank the college playoff teams. Well, are they going to be different? Well, on this poll, they're ranked third, and this one, they're ranked second.
Yeah.
So it's like,
how could it be the same? It's people. There's no way it can be the same.
Controversy.
Yep.
Which is what they love.
Exactly. Coming up on the other side, it is a Tuesday, so we get to Bob's Tuesday threesome here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
I mean, that's a really good threesome.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Happy Tuesday to all of you in Kansas City. Really a happy Tuesday to you too. You guys come in on Wednesday with a little bit more of a smile on your face.
I'll tell you, it's a really happy Tuesday for Mac. Not only is it Tuesday, but a couple of NBA early season games are trickling out. October basketball. Woo-hoo. Nothing like it.
No, you got to love that. The NBA returns to NBC and debuts on Peacock.
Oh, by the way, I got an email this morning. Peacock prices are officially going up. If you were on the $7.99 package, it's now going to be $10.99. You'll see the increase in your next statement.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Thank you for letting me know.
Seriously, got that this morning. First email I opened this morning. Peacock prices are going up. Here's our NBA schedule.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
So they're going to come out with this is from NBC Sports PR. They're going to come out with a doubleheader on Peacock for NBA tip-off on Tuesday, October 21st. You get Kevin Durant and the Houston Rockets going up against Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, SGA, and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Why is that game significant? Okay. Well, Kevin Durant's going to get to watch them hang a banner in Oklahoma City.
So really good.
He's talking smack about it.
What day is that?
Tuesday, October. So a really good Tuesday, October 21st.
October 21st.
Yeah. And then the second leg of the doubleheader is Steph Curry and Golden State go on to take on LeBron and Bronny James in L.A. at 9 o'clock. Both games on NBC and Peacock.
And Peacock for $10.99. Your subscription is going up. Here's the ESPN slate of games that they released, and they say these are must-watch.
Okay.
It's October. there's no must-watch basketball in October, right? It doesn't really start till February. Cleveland versus the Knicks on October 22nd. That's a pretty good one, right?
I like that.
Two of your powers in the East, right? I like that. Sass versus Dallas on October 22nd is the nightcap. So a little battle in Texas there.
Yeah.
I think San Antonio may be good. I think they're on their ascent right now. Dallas will be very interesting to see where they are with the number one pick and all. Then on October 23rd, you'll like this one.
Okay.
Oklahoma City at Indiana.
Let's go. Right? Rematch.
Yeah, yes. Right away. You get the rematch. Game two.
Yeah, no Tyrese. That'll be sad.
And
but
then
I'm
Denver
excited.
Golden State closes out that that day.
That's
too.
Awesome.
So, like, nice. Too bad that's not the playoffs. I think people would be. Those are exciting playoff matchups, right? Cleveland versus New York would be really good.
Oh, yes.
Battle of Texas. People like that kind of stuff. Oklahoma City versus Indiana obviously was the championship round. And then Denver versus Golden State. Star power in that one, too.
Yeah, I can't wait for. Have you seen Wimby's whole monk retreat and everything?
No, he's not pulling a Rogers, is he?
No,
he's living with monks.
Oh, he lived with monks for a couple months.
Shaved his hair.
Yeah, shaved his whole head and then came back, and now he's like working out with Kevin Garnett. So he like went to go like find his you know calmness, I guess, and now he's just going to the most intense basketball player of all time and working out with him. So pretty cool.
What do you think he did with the monks?
Silent.
Yeah.
Because they drink a lot of beer. A lot of the beer back in the day was originally brewed by monks.
Wow.
Oh, God, yes.
Damn.
Yeah. It's like in the 1500s. So that's what I'm asking. Like, what did he do? Did he go to a monastery in Italy and just hang out? Cool.
Oh, what if you asked about the sitcom on, not sitcom, but the drama series on TV?
My brother loved that show.
I never watched it.
I watched it because I was younger. My brother, I didn't know what was going on, though.
But what's it about? Because I don't even know. Is it a murder mystery type thing?
It's about a monk.
Is it?
Oh,
I thought you said you liked it. Oh,
great
okay.
show! Great
it's like
ratings.
A doctor or something.
Yeah, he's the guy from Men in Black, Jeeves. Do you have any idea how much that stings? And then the dad in 13 Ghosts. Great movie. Shannon Elizabeth, true sweetheart. Speaking of a sweetheart, Travis Kelce's on the cover of GQ, guys.
Oh, so it's all hitting today.
Jeez.
Yeah,
cover of GQ titled "America's Sweetheart," and then the photos have already been released from the inside. One, he's standing in the Amazon rainforest, looking up in a leather jacket, no shirt. The other one, he's wearing like a Tiger King headdress. And holding an alligator or something like that.
That's crazy, man.
But yeah.
Oh, my God, the cover.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's got Danny Duffy's bear suit on.
Or he looks like the cover of whatever that album is that Paul Simon did. Forget what title that is. But, yeah, he's got the, like, what is it? The coat with, like, the hair around it. And it's just the serious blue steel face.
Oh, my God. He's got the alligator pick is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
This is awesome.
That guy on the is snake. On top of the world.
Oh, man, this is awesome.
Crazy.
It's so cool. Oh, the fur coat with no shirt on in the rainforest yes. with fur pants. Oh, I love it. The leather coat's a good one, too.
Yeah, leather coat's a great one.
Where is this down in
I don't know,
southern Missouri somewhere? Or like, it would be really cool if they did go to the Amazon. Oh, my God, that snake.
Styled by La Roach, if you were wondering.
La Roach. All right, Tuesday threesome.
All right, here we go. This is the three things that, whatever. The new album from Taylor Swift. We found these. My wife went and wanted to buy chocolate chip cookies. Came back with Rice Krispie Treat cookies. And then I have seen a commercial for this ice cream called Grater's Ice Cream. It's out of Cincinnati. But it's like raspberry with dark chocolate chunks in it. and they showed how they made it on this like Sweets That Made America thing, and they pour this chocolate into this ice cream that they hand make in, and it's breaking up these big chunks of chocolate. So now I've never craved raspberry ice cream in my life, but this raspberry dark chocolate chunk ice cream from Grater's looks like it may be the best stuff on earth. So I ask you, Taylor's new album, that ice cream, or these Reese's, or not Reese's, but Rice Krispie Treat cookies that my wife mistakenly bought that turned out to be pretty damn good.
You want me to go?
Yeah, Dustman, go.
I think I'm all in on the raspberry ice cream with the chocolate.
Okay. Yeah.
I love raspberry flavored anything. You add a little bit of dark chocolate to it. That's a good mixture for me. I feel like the Rice Krispie Treat cookies might be too much. And then the album, I mean, I respect her. I'll listen to her music, but I'm not going to be like, you know, I'm not going to download it on Apple Music night one and go through each song,
right,
and, you know, dissect each thing. Like, oh, she mentions this. This is about Andy Reid. This is about
I don't get in the weeds like that with music.
Well, we don't follow her that detailed. Now, like, if Springsteen did that, I would be on my patio. And,
you would be. You know, so 100%. I just never have done that. If somebody wants to tell me what a song's about or
like
whatever.
When Blink came out with their new album, like I listened to One More Time, like three times in a row to hear the notes of like the past and like kind of pick up on
lyrics.
That's
fair. I did do that.
So like I'll do that with like bands I like. I'm just not into that. I'm not into her music like that. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, when her album came out and I'm driving to work, I'll hit play and just like listen whenever it stops. Then I'll turn it back on when I go home, listen to like six or seven songs, be like, oh yeah. And then go, you know, go to Reddit and see what everybody's saying about the album, then go back and listen. But as for like the day it comes out, I'm not going to pre-order anything. I'm not going to do that. But yeah, that raspberry
ice cream, dude. I mean, it was like the treats that made America or something on A&E or whatever I was watching. And this raspberry ice cream, and they just poured the chocolate in and then used this like crank, and it just broke up all the chocolate. So it wasn't little pieces. It's like big, legitimate pieces of dark chocolate in that ice cream. I'm like, this looks like, so I went to Hy-Vee looking for it. It's obviously a local thing out of Cincinnati. They don't have it here, but they had a black cherry chocolate ice cream, which is pretty damn good. It's the Hy-Vee brand. I'm not going to lie. Really good. Really good.
Yeah. I'm not a dark chocolate guy, so I got to pass on that. It's just not my thing. I can't do it. And I'm like you, Dusty. I'll listen to Swift's new album. Can't wait. It'll be exciting. Hannah will be all about it. She won't be like the Swifties are, but she'll listen to it more than I. But I'm not, you know, I'm going to go with the Rice Krispie Treat cookies.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
Huge Rice Krispie guy. Never heard of the cookies.
No,
so.
Neither did anybody. My wife brought them home. She goes, I got these macadamia nut cookies.
Okay. You need to send me these.
Never heard of them.
And so you eat it and you're like, this is a Rice Krispie Treat and that's a marshmallow.
Hell yeah.
And so we ate them and they were really, really good. You know, what are you going to do? It's a cookie, right?
Pre or post garage.
Who doesn't like a cookie? All day. And then my kids, another one yesterday, the youngest leaves the box of cookies open. Mm-hmm. My oldest sees it. Do you think she closed that box of cookies?
Of course not.
No. Closed the box of cookies. I didn't leave it open.
It doesn't matter. Close it.
That's life.
Wait till you're older. You will like dark chocolate because you get about 35. You need to regulate your blood sugar.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Right. Okay. So you'll eat a square of dark chocolate.
Got that to look forward to.
I mean, I was 6 years old with a chocolate ring around my mouth eating those Dove ice cream bars. Dipped in dark chocolate.
Can't do it, man.
$12 for four. Come up on the other side.
Then Bob, or now?
Still. Bob will give another update, and we'll talk about how Bill Simmons is, well, he's retracting everything that he stands on. We'll dive into it. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.